Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. If you haven't listened in before, I practice as an intuitive psychotherapist. Today is episode 198, which is hard to believe. It's been awesome going on this journey with you for the last 4 years as a podcaster. I have a special guest with me today from my own hometown of New Orleans. I'm going to be bringing her on in just a few moments. First, I just want to welcome you if you're listening through audio, or this is my first time ever Zooming our show on LA Talk Radio. And hello to those of you who are watching. It's so nice to be with you and be seen during this time that we are all in together with social distancing and taking precautions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And if you are in need of mental health therapy of sessions, I am available. I'm doing remote sessions through phone, Skype, and FaceTime, Zoom as well. Go to nolatherapy.com. It's the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. I'll spell it out, NOLATHERAPY.com. There are links to schedule, links to reach out to me if you'd rather email me for an appointment, Lisa@NOLATherapy. You can subscribe to this podcast on all of the platforms that it's on. Share it, rate it, give me a review. It helps me so much when you do take that time to rate and review my podcast. It raises my rankings. And my mission is to change consciousness one conversation at a time. So with your help, we can do that by spreading this message of health and well-being to more and more people around the world. I also have a book coming out. I have been reading to you every day through all of my social media platforms, on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, all at NOLA Therapy, on Twitter. I have been reading through my entire manuscript in 7-8 minute segments to give you something to soothe and comfort yourself so you can learn what my book is about and how it can help you, how you can interrupt your unwanted patterns of behavior that are sourced in our belief systems and our thoughts. Our beliefs come from our thoughts, and I want to help you change your mindset so that you can be happier and healthier. I've been on that journey personally. I'm no expert. I'm learning along with you. I have learned some things along the way, and that's what I'm offering as I read to you my book. In the morning, I'll have coffee. At night, I have a beer or a glass of wine. My kitty cats are often around. So I'd love for you to check that out on social media, NOLA Therapy, on all of the platforms. Okay, let's get into the main purpose of the show today. In moments, we are going to be with actually a friend of mine from high school in New Orleans who's doing such powerful and amazing work. Her name is Dr. Mignon Mary. Dr. Mary is the founder and owner of TheRemedyRoom.com. TheRemedyRoom, room, ROOM.com, if you want to follow along online. She is an integrative and functional medicine doctor. Her focus is upon nutritional medicine and cellular medicine. And we're going to talk about, once she's with us, how her father was one of the first to ever introduce vitamin therapy, specifically vitamin C therapy, into the world of medicine back in the 1970s when he was the director of Charity Hospital, a massive hospital, one of the best in the world in trauma, that closed after Hurricane Katrina. So Dr. Mary is continuing her father's work and bringing it to the Remedy Room, which she founded in, I think, 2013 in New Orleans, Louisiana. And she believes in healing through nutrition, really giving our body the support that it needs. And today, among other things, we're going to be discussing the pharmacologic IV dosing of vitamin C to use it as a drug instead of as just a vitamin, and how it's been successful in treating hepatitis, sepsis, cancer, and now COVID-19. Vitamin C is a massive antiviral, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant. And people are getting off of ventilators within 3 to 4 days, as opposed to 14 to 21 days or not at all through the use of IV vitamin C combined with some other things. We're going to hear from the expert. Dr. Mary has been going on to podcasts, on news programs, ESPN radio the other day. Her website's awesome at theremedyroom.com. There are videos of her talking about COVID-19 treatments almost every day. She does like a video, a vlog. She has a blog, just so much richness and resources for you. So with that, I want to welcome you, Dr. Mary, to taking your time out today to be with us.
Lisa, thank you so much for having me. It's so great to see you again.
It's so great to see you as well in this pandemic, bringing us together.
I like this. I don't like being far apart, but I like that we're connecting.
And me too.
Spreading this message and helping me to share the word. Like we were saying, spread the word, not the virus.
I love that. So where do you want to start with us today as an expert on this therapy?
Well, I'll tell you just a little bit more details. You've already done so much already, just explaining basically what we're trying to share is that.
Thank you.
It is so powerful. The history of my dad using it back in the 70s, there's a great video of him. I caught him a few Saturdays ago and just said, let's just talk to the expert himself. And
I was like,
it's like having Linus falling around and not using him. We have such a great resource here in New Orleans with someone who has, you know, over 45 years of experience using high-dose vitamin C in the hospital setting. And so that's what I want to bring back to New Orleans and bring back to the country, really. And luckily, one of our integrative physicians who is in China right now was instrumental. His name is Dr. Richard Cheng, C-H-E-N-G. And he actually last night and yesterday gave a lecture to the NIH and is informing as many people as he can about the 3 studies that are going on in China right now. Now, I was on one of the calls. I missed last night's call, but Dr. Mao, MAO, these are the doctors who are doing the studies, and their preliminary results were excellent. They also have people on oral vitamin C. And so it's not just intravenous, but oral as well. And we won't go into the dynamics and the science, but back to my dad of the biggest issue that I have about sharing the message is that we have experience using it, right? And so what I cannot wrap my head around is you have a lot of doctors who are saying, we've tried everything, we're going to do anything it takes, but they're really not because they're leaving this thing on the table, you know? And so vitamin C is instrumental in the immune system, and it is what makes your white blood cells do their job. And without it, we've described it as like sending out your army without any bullets in their gun. So without the vitamin C, they can't function properly. And a lot of what is happening, I think recently, I've had a lot of people sending me videos to say, look, there's these videos suggesting that these patients with respiratory distress who are on the ventilators are actually looking like a different picture than what they're used to seeing. And it's from that cytokine storm. So the inflammation that's going on in the body is so severe. It is the immune system reacting. And without the vitamin C, it can't do what it needs to do to quell that reaction and exchange the gas. So that's the message that I'm trying to share, is that with vitamin C, you would be supporting the patient enough to help their immune system to actually heal themselves. So it's not like vitamin C is doing the job. It's not like hydroxychloroquine is doing the job. It's giving your body the ability to do the job. So
So vitamin C is a link in that chain, so to speak.
It's offering the electron charge. It's offering a redox reaction.
I heard you talk about redox reaction. I wanted to ask you what that was.
It's offering, you know, we're energetic beings, which this is what you talk about all the time. And so by allowing things to have the right charge, you can allow nutrients in and out of the cell. And it's all about communication, right? And so without the charge, then the communication doesn't happen. And so this cytokine or inflammatory cascade that's going on, it's like, you want a little bit of inflammation to tell the immune system to do its job. But when it's done doing its job there, if we can't turn that off, that's where we have a problem. And so that's what's happening with the lungs. And that's what's happening in these pneumonias that are developing. So when my dad started, just to bring you back to that story, so in the 70s, I think in the interview, you'll hear him say, he recognized there wasn't any progress being made with people getting better. And he'd gone to a conference, and some of the greats like Irwin Stone, obviously Linus Pauling, Fred Clement, Klenner, Robert Cathcart. These guys were his mentors. These are who he conferred with. And so in the day when there was the art and the science of medicine, where you really practiced medicine and you really listened to your mentors instead of just looking at papers and really had the experience of what happened with the patient, right? Yeah. That he learned about these mega doses of vitamin C. He was challenged to start using it with mononucleosis, which is also a virus, and got amazing results. And then he progressed his use, his own personal use with his private patients with hepatitis, and then also patients with HIV, and used it in the hospital setting. And one of the better lessons that he shared on a regular basis is that viral illnesses act very much like gram-negative bacteria. So they create an endotoxin inside the cell. And it's when that poison opens up, those toxins, that is what vitamin C is there to quell. It kind of calms it down. So that redox reaction, you know, that's why it needs to be intravenous and oral. The intravenous dosing gives you 10 times the power. I mean, talk to anybody. If I give you 10 times more of something, that's going to be really beneficial.
Yes.
The beauty of IVC is that it's non-toxic. It's not going to interfere with any other drug. It's actually just going to go in there and clean up and give these electrons. So it's that's when I think it's Dr. Cathcart or one of the greats wrote that it's really not about chemistry. It's about physics. It's about having enough of that extra charge to quell all these free radicals, to quell the damage. So by giving it intravenously, we can raise the intracellular dose. We can neutralize the toxin. And then again, give the body a chance to kind of recuperate and recover.
So hearing and learning from you, Dr. Mary, about your work, about vitamin C dosing and learning it treats things like hepatitis and cancer. I believe your dad treated himself, correct? When he had cancer.
When I was in high school, he developed colorectal cancer. And, you know, they basically told him, you're probably going to die. I think there was bets on it, actually.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Ugly scene. But anyway, actually the nurse that works for us, one of the people in the hospital told her, don't go work for him. He's going to be dead in a year anyway. She's still actually with our family today. She still works in my clinic. So she's got amazing. I should get her on a podcast to tell all the story just because. Cheryl Dubuque, she's been with him, and Nancy Weinberg, these nurses. Wow. And can corroborate all of these things. Because I had someone email me to say, well, do you have all the records of when your dad treated these people? I said, St. Charles General has long been closed. And post-Katrina, I think those records would be hard to get. But there's enough witnesses. And even now, there's people who are saying, yeah, I was the person he treated. You know, there's a lot of people.
Wow. And the cancer, like, went in remission? Would that be the right?
What happened? Yeah, he took 100,000 milligrams every day for a month. And he also did like some very low grade, I think, radiation, no chemo whatsoever.
Amazing.
My mom insisted he have surgery. I think they still kind of quarrel about that. And when they did the surgery, there was no tumor, just scar tissue. So yeah, he healed himself of his own cancer. And then our fair share of patients who we've supported them through their cancer care. Now, oftentimes, and this is hopefully what I'm praying that this is the shift that needs to happen for people's awareness to know that vitamin C is so powerful. What we do is support them during this very trying time. So when you're getting chemo or radiation, obviously we're trying to protect the healthy cells while we attack the tumor.
Yes.
That's not easy to do. I mean, like these controlled fires, sometimes they're not exact. So what vitamin C does is it helps to protect those healthy cells. It improves quality of life. And we have very good results with patients who come early enough. So there's the dilemma that it's continued to be considered this alternative, like either or, and it really shouldn't be. And my hope is that it becomes standard of care, that this is something as an adjunct to help the patient along their therapy, whether they choose to do chemo or radiation or not. Cases along the spectrum of both sides, right? You have people who are doing all of the conventional care and some alternative care, nutritional care, but this is the cellular medicine that I want to share is it's so important for us to say that the diet doesn't matter. And we're talking a little bit about cancer, but even just chronic disease. I think this virus has been an amazing awakening for people to recognize how important their health is, how important, you know, how they think, what they eat, how they breathe, what they do with their bodies. I mean, we have this Ferrari or whatever you want to call it, Porsche, or Tesla of a body. And we have one chance to take care of it. And what we eat and how we live matters, right?
It does matter. And so one of the things I learned too from you is that locally right now in New Orleans, you are working with Orleans and Jefferson Parish Medical Societies to reduce the death rate happening because of the comorbidity with COVID-19 and diabetes, obesity, and is it cardiovascular disease?
Cardiovascular.
Okay. And so I'm thinking how that's just like a deadly mixture of things. And how what is the reception like for you with the vitamin C therapy, IV and oral, and the community? And like, what has this experience been like for you?
So the reception is really well received. People are on board, they understand it, it makes common sense. And then obviously they've experienced it. So we have quite a few patients we've treated who have COVID or suspected COVID, and literally within the first day, and now we're starting to gather some video testimonial because video is so much more powerful than just the written word even, showing they can't even speak when they're giving the first day's video. My staff has to ask the questions and answer the question. And then by the second day, they're feeling better. And then by day three, they're almost back to normal. So these are with pretty big doses of vitamin C intravenously, but not as much as we would use for someone who has cancer.
And okay.
These are...
Yeah, I saw some different dosing that I jotted down that I wanted to ask you about. So now I hear you.
We can talk about that. So just to inform your listeners, oral dosing, the amount that the RDA has listed is the amount to keep us from dying from scurvy. Mm. Now, there's a wide range between dying from scurvy or vitamin deficiency versus living optimally.
Yes, and totally.
In the animal world, it's a really long range. So in the animal world, all of these other mammals and all these other animals make their own vitamin C in the liver, and we do not. And so in times of stress, they do comparative studies of an average size human, an animal makes about 10,000 milligrams every day. And then when they're stressed, or let's say they're exposed to a viral illness or something to that effect, they double it, they'll triple it, you know? And so we are relying on very small amounts through the diet and or supplementation.
But
stress, we're going through that vitamin C very rapidly. The adrenal glands, which is our fight or flight, where our stress hormones are made, they suck up all the vitamin C that you're taking, okay? And then now your immune system really isn't getting much. And so when we, I belong to two or three integrative groups, and all of them agree that baseline, a patient probably needs at least 3,000. And that was a low figure for all of us. But
3,000, is it milligrams or?
I'm sorry, 3,000 milligrams per day. And because it's water soluble, you can take it in divided doses. So let's say you were just starting out. Now, this is for a 10-year-old to an adult. Your maximum dose, just to be safe so people can understand numbers, would be the number of the milligrams, 1,000 milligrams or 1 gram per year of life. So does that make sense for the children? If you were had a 9-year-old like I do, then her maximum dose for the day, I probably shouldn't top 9,000 milligrams in the day.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Sense. Now, after 10, they get treated like an adult. Now, an adult will require whatever their bowels can tolerate by using small doses throughout the day. Does that make sense?
That's why you would take it throughout the day. Now I understand that recommendation.
So that's one big dose. Now, there's a brand new study out by Townsend Letter. They just did a new study that proved that one big dose of, let's say, 10,000 milligrams and then subsequent dosing can raise your blood levels a lot higher than they used to think. And so push for why IV vitamin C is so much more powerful. But regardless, in times of stress, like now, where everybody is under stress, I think it would be wise to at least be on 3,000 milligrams a day. And that's what we agreed upon in the International Society of Orthomolecular Medicine and orthomolecular doctors. Now, when we talk about nutrition, I can't hang my hat on just vitamin C. It's the most powerful, but we're finding that a large portion of the population is deficient in vitamin D. That's multiple reasons, whether you're dark-skinned and you can't convert because you're not out in the sun enough, whether it's the toxins that are blocking us, whether it's the lack of minerals that you don't have enough magnesium and so you're not able to convert D. So there's a lot of reasons. Regardless, there's a scourge that's going on. It's all over the world that we are all very deficient in vitamin D.
Okay.
Well, that 100%, in many studies, they show that 100% of the patients who are admitted in the ICU for acute respiratory distress syndrome are deficient, severely deficient in ARDS, in vitamin D. So it's something that is so powerful and important for natural killer cell function. And the natural killer cells are what's going to be needed to help fight this virus and to help the immune system to win the battle. And so without these nutrients, without these support systems, the body doesn't have the tools that it needs to win the war. Does that make sense?
So it does.
We can keep pounding all these new drugs. We can keep trying to find a vaccination, but this isn't going to be the last virus. So it's a wake-up call to say, whoa, we're unprepared. We don't,
You're still here.
Okay, goody. I was like,
No, you're here.
A massive wake-up call, and I can't see you anymore, but that's fine. And it's going to change. I'm praying that it changes the way that we practice medicine to include nutritional medicine, to focus on your medicine. And so we've talked about a lot, but I'm reaching, it sounds like we're reaching sort of like a turning point, or at least if the NIH is listening to our group and at least acknowledging that these studies are showing massive benefit. There are 23 hospitals, I think, in New York who are using even tiny doses, Lisa, of vitamin C.
That's what I read, like 150, is it?
That's milligrams. So it's 1,500 milligrams every 6 hours. Now, here's the deal. Any vitamin C is going to be helpful. But we need to think about this is that the dose is very important. So what I'm seeing see happen is them use vitamin C in these whisper doses, minuscule doses, and say, see, it didn't work. Well, if we use, a 1/100th of the dose of hydroxychloroquine, well, it's not going to work either. So the dose is dependent on the amount of inflammation in the body. And I can guarantee that if someone is acutely ill with a viral illness like COVID or anything like this severe, they're going to need at least 25,000, if not 50,000, if not 100,000 milligrams in one day. And that's the doses that my dad has been using all these years and was using with great success. And so they're afraid to use these high doses, but it's been proven to be safe. There's been multiple studies done by Harvard to say, no, it does not cause kidney stones. That's the excess calcium in our body. It's been proven to be safe with these patients who get their care for cancer. And these guys are getting these many milligrams in a clinic setting. We're not even in the ICU. So if we want to get these people off the vent, if we want to prevent them from getting on the vent, we should give them IV vitamin C at the door and then be giving them oral C if they can take it. And then IV, if we can get it to raise their blood levels, and then we wouldn't have to be intubating. I mean, right now you have doctors who are, like we said, waking up to the fact that this presentation is not normally what they see, that it looks more like, elevation sickness. And what's happening is the white blood cells, they're accumulating and causing a lot of cellular edema and a lot of fluid in the lungs. So you're getting a whiteout bilaterally on both lungs. If the C was on board, this would not happen. And understand the resistance. And so I'll tell you a little bit of the resistance that I've met so far.
Yeah.
Even the doctors I've had, it's come down to the patient. So it's always grassroots, I think, just in this
day. I think so too.
It's going to take your listeners, my listeners, everybody to rally and say, I want this.
Please. Yes.
Right. And so I had a patient's daughter. She's in the ICU. She's in her early 50s. Doesn't really have a lot of comorbidities. And the daughter is calling saying, please help. One of the biggest hospitals in our city. And the doctor was willing, saying, okay, tell me how to do it. Well, I'm sure he regrets it because I just pounded him with study after study. He just was like, okay, thank you for your help.
Yeah.
After 4 days, really what we met was restriction from the administration. So what that brings my eyes to is that no longer are doctors really in charge of themselves taking care of the patient, but they have to answer to the administration. And then you have all the legal paperwork and all of that. And they said, even the pharmacist, like when I called the pharmacist, she said, wait, what did you say? I said, 25,000 milligrams. I basically told her how to make the bag. She goes, well, we're not a compounding pharmacist. We don't have that. We can't do that. And she said, what kind of doctor are you?
Wow.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked, but I just actually was at my dad's house this morning, and his pharmacist who worked at the hospital, Earl Watney, he called him. He's like, Charlie, I used to make you bags 25,000 milligrams in 250 milliliters of sterile water 4 times a day. What is their problem?
But
usually this growth into these very big conglomerates that you no longer have the compounding pharmacist who understands the science, who knows and can see, look, this is water soluble. There's no contraindication. There's nothing that's going
to. There's no upper limit.
No. And so that's where the disconnect is. So it's got, you've got the patient who wants it. You got the family who wants it. You've got the doctor who wants it. And you got these doctors. It's not that they don't care. They want to do it. And now you've got the administration. So,
well, and big pharma too, I can't help but wonder about as an obstacle.
It is an obstacle. And here's the thing. It does really make me cringe every time I see another drug. Like, I mean, and people are informing me of ivermectin, you know, the next hydroxychloroquine. This one does it in one day. And I am glad for COVID specifically. Good. I'm glad you have another drug. While we wait, while you think about it, while you're not sure, let's give them the vitamin C.
Let's use this that we know works.
Let's load the vitamin D. Let's get them zinc. Like, let's talk about zinc, Lisa. Now we know, and lucky again for our New Orleanians who can go out and get some seafood and get some good food, but we know zinc has antiviral properties and it is required to get into the cell. It's difficult for zinc to get in the cell. And that's actually how the hydroxychloroquine and the chloroquine works. It allows zinc to go in the cell. Well, what good is it to give them these great prescription drugs that are supposed to be so fantastic if everybody's deficient in zinc?
And yes.
If you look side by side, so it's not effective. Okay, well, maybe it's not that it's not effective. It's that you need to add the zinc. This is back to the nutritional medicine, back to the cellular medicine and understanding how the cells communicate. And so it's
absolutely like,
I had a great talk with another Dr. Lewis and we were talking about the symphony and you can't just beat one drum, right? It's all together. And so I think it's a good thing. It is vitamin C's time. It's been around. It is the most studied molecule. It is harmless. And I've done my very best. And hopefully with your help, I'm so grateful to be born into this family, to be able to share this message and share that there is hope, there is healing, there is possibility.
Yes.
And then also just grateful to know you and to have your community and to share the message that, you know, you can prevent. So like we were saying, don't be scared, be prepared because
like,
this isn't the last virus. You can improve your immune system. You can change your mind. That was my favorite part of your opening today because the mind is actually the most powerful thing going.
It's so powerful. Yes, I'm reading a book right now, in fact, that a friend suggested. It's old, The Holographic Universe.
Oh, wow.
And just about the mind and just these studies about people curing and healing from diseases and just our mind, like what we believe really matters. And you talk about that as well on your website, our mindset.
It's probably this year has been my biggest focus for my patients and for, I mean, our team. We really do a good job, I would say. And I have to give a big shout out to my team. All of
yes.
them. Amazing people that I have surrounding me. And what we share at the Remedy Room that I think sets us above and beyond is not only the love that we have for the patient and the true caring and concern, but the hope because they've seen it, right? So they've seen it with their own eyes. And this is, you know, it takes me a while to have to train someone to teach them a whole nother side of medicine that they've never seen before, right? Using magnesium, using these nutrients and vitamin C and vitamin D and glutathione. We haven't even talked about that antioxidant, but all of these things that are available and setting the body up for success, you know, giving you
yes.
these nutrients and these tools. And for now, we are still also a bridge, you know, similar to the prescription drugs. We use nutrients as a bridge until you can change your lifestyle, until you can change your behavior. But we're getting great, honestly, the really great results with the few that are coming in who really were sparing from going to the hospital. And a few we've kept off the ventilator, you know, they were desatting. And by the next day, their sats are up in the 90s and they're feeling
that's awesome.
Day three, it's great. Yeah.
So Dr. Mary, I need to take a quick commercial break. However, I want to tell you how grateful I am that our friend Mary Beth connected us earlier this week about the work you're doing. I've known about the Remedy Room for years and heard so many good reviews. I didn't realize this work you're doing with vitamin C. So I want to, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about vitamin C treating autoimmune, about this combo. I've learned about vitamin C, melatonin, zinc together. And again, back to the oral dosing, when we come back, like the 3,000 milligrams, I know I see vitamin C in rose hips in the drugstores. So some more specific guidelines for our listeners for prevention. And I'll be back with you in just a minute.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. So for you, the listeners of All Things Therapy, one of my sponsors is Beekeepers Naturals. And if you're on Zoom, I'm holding up one of their products that I've been using. It's a propolis throat spray. And this company's goal is to replace your conventional medicine cabinet with natural remedies that actually work. And this company combines the powers of plant adaptogens and sustainably sourced ingredients from the beehive. And this is the propolis throat spray for adults. They make one for children. I love it. At the end of 2019, I felt myself starting to get what felt like could have been the flu, and it went away after spraying this several times a day in my throat. It tastes delicious like honey. So I just really know from experience that this is a valuable product to use to prevent and help your immune system. And as my listener, they're offering you 15% off your first order. You go to beekeepersnaturals.com/therapy and take 15% off. That's beekeepersnaturals.com/therapy. It'll be in the show notes. And I really love this company. They are sourcing from bees organically and not harming them at all. Additionally, if you like what you've been hearing on my show, I invite you to check out the crowdfunding campaign I have through patreon.com. It's patreon.com/allthingstherapy. And just thank you for listening. Okay, Dr. Mary. So of the topics I brought up, what I definitely want to get from you, like, can we take 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, like the swallow it, chewables with or without rose hips? Does it matter?
I'm going to tell you that right now, since we are in like dire need of whatever vitamin C you can get your hands on, whatever you have, take what you have. There's
okay.
There can't be choosers at this point. Take what you have.
Okay.
When you apply it again, the C that I'm going to show you, this powder, this is the vitamin C that we have been selling at the Remedy Room.
Awesome.
I just want to show you how fine the powder is.
Yeah.
It absorbs really rapidly. You can make a spray for skin wounds and things like that. And we've used this for the 45 years, or I mean, I remember as a kid packaging it.
That's amazing.
Office without it, you know, everybody got vitamin C.
Can we order that online from you?
Order it, yes. Awesome. On our website, there's a link at theremedyroom.com. And this, look, we sell this kind. I sell liposomal C, so we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
But the dosing, what I want to just make clear is the bowel tolerance. So that's something that you'll hear people write about, that it can cause your GI upset, and that there's this, you know, very small upper limit of what you can absorb. And that's what that Townsend letter, and we can maybe connect that as a link on your show and mine.
Sure.
To let people see that when you take oral vitamin C, there is going to be a limit, that you can't get as high a level in the blood as you can with intravenous.
Sure.
But there's still an impact that the oral C has, that it needs to be in combination. So it's not just either or. If you're not sick enough and you don't need IVC, okay, then oral you can do. But it's less dosing more often. So the bowel trouble and the flushing and the clearing and the, you know, people just having expensive urine. Remember, this is about donating electrons. This is about giving the charge. And so you are kind of fending off toxins and inflammation, and all of those things cause negative charges. And this is going to give you those cause positive charge, and this is going to give you negative. Anyway, it's going to balance the curve. And
okay.
So less more often. So if you are looking to improve your health or you're starting to get sick, we just have people incrementally increase and take it more frequently, but less more often. So
that makes sense.
Bowel tolerance. So when you get a little loose, and you know, your bowels get loose, which honestly, Lisa, the majority of the population is hypothyroid. Okay. They're really sluggish. They're metabolic in the gutter. Their receptors are not open because of toxins. And so by moving them with the vitamin C, you'll kill two birds with one stone. You'll have nice regular bowel movements, and you'll have, you know, elevated levels of vitamin C to be able to fend off any infections, as well as improve overall your entire health status. So it's got antihistamine properties. It's got, reduces pain. It's obviously an antioxidant. And so it's huge.
I didn't realize there's so many benefits to vitamin C until reading your work.
Yeah. So it's really impressive. It's really important for collagen. You can't make collagen without vitamin C. So that's why you'll see a lot of these serums that are in a lot of face creams. But I always suggest to my patients, yes, use that. But what do you think would happen if you had enough inside your body, inside? So less more often is the dose. Start with 3,000. At the sign of the first tickle in the back of the throat, elevate the dosing until you get loose bowels, and then you back off the total grams per day.
Wow. Okay. That's an easy way to do it.
Yeah, your body will tell you when you've had too much. And don't be afraid of going too high, because you'll just clean yourself out, which honestly, like most of us have to do on a regular basis. I'm sure you guys know all about colonics. And so we get a good laugh because people, somehow we got registered as a colonics place.
That's funny.
My staff knows to say, like, we don't do them from below. We give colonics from above. We've
seen them out. I like that. No, colonics are big here in LA. But I like this way of the ingestion and like cleaning out naturally instead of that procedure, which.
I mean, I'm not knocking it, but I'm just saying too special. You get the benefits.
So can vitamin C help autoimmune as well as?
It can. It's going to help the immune system to help regulate this, like the cytokine storm that everybody is talking about on the news about, especially considering the pneumonia. That the autoimmune, the situation with autoimmune is that the leaky gut, whether it starts from the mouth, from insidious infections in the mouth, or from the glyphosate and the toxins that are in the gut causing these pores to be wider and allowing these proteins to get into the bloodstream. It never made sense to me before, Lisa, that the body would just have this automatic time bomb on itself and suddenly start attacking the joints and attacking the thyroid gland. That never made sense. So when I learned a little bit more about integrative and functional medicine, when you hear, okay, wow, the tight junctions in the GI tract in the gut are only one cell layer deep. When the pores get stretched, and so now instead of think like you have an angel hair strainer, now all of a sudden you have a ZD strainer. These proteins that are not supposed to be in the blood are going to the blood, and then they're depositing, whether it's on the gland, thyroid gland, whether it's in the joints, rheumatoid arthritis, and then the immune system is attacking those proteins. So it's actually, the immune system is doing its job. It's doing what it's supposed to do because it sees a foreign thing, but it's not ever turning it off because those proteins are now not where they're supposed to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Using that strainer analogy. Yeah.
The strainer is helpful for people to understand. And it's just amazing to me to think that the gut, everything does revolve around the gut, right? All of your immune system is in the gut, or all of your neurotransmitters, how happy you are, is all dependent on what's going on in your GI tract.
So it's our second brain, or maybe even first brain, the more that I learn.
And like 5 years ago, they're saying it's a second brain. Now they're saying it is actually the brain, and the brain is the brain. So it's just the computer terminal. But the more we focus on what goes in the body, how we can heal the gut, there's a large focus and emphasis on using minerals. Like, I love Dr. Zach Bush. He has a product called Ion Biome that helps to seal the leaky gut. There are many doctors, Stephanie Sinek, who are doing the work with how important it is that we get away from GMO foods that have glyphosate in them and the like. It's not just glyphosate, but it's these organic acid and these chemicals that are magnifying the damage that heavy metals and toxins are doing to our gut. So if you look at some of the foods we have, fortified cereals for our kids, and if you look at any of the work by Dr. Tom Levy, he's got a beautiful video on YouTube. It's old, but it's perfectly done, where he blends, I won't say the brand of cereal, but a cereal that's fortified with iron. And he blends it down and then puts a magnet underneath the plastic bag of the food that he's got. And you have iron fillings. So this is what we're giving to our kids. You know?
Oh my gosh.
Quote unquote fortified. Well, we're hurting ourselves by the foods that we eat that are packaged, that are hydrogenated. So we're learning about farming and going back to the earth. And so that's the beauty. I'm trying to see the positives of all of this, although there's some horrific things that have happened, right? And needless deaths. Like, people don't have to die, that's for sure.
Right.
You know, but it's a matter of knowledge. It's a matter of understanding the chemistry and also, it seems like common sense, but we're waking up to the fact that our system is broken, right?
Yes.
But now it's like, what do we do? And that's what I think your show is about. How do we change people's mindset, and how do we change the way things are being done?
So and where can we get things that are good for us? Like what you're offering through your vitamin C, which I'd love for you to speak more to us before we're done about how we can help you, how our listeners can support the Remedy Room, and what are kind of the best ways to get your this work that your dad started, and that's so powerful, that needs to be used in every hospital in a medical setting.
Yeah, I think it's coming along, and it's a slow progress. And I don't know if you remember, but I'm very impatient. So this is
same here.
Yeah, everything by tomorrow, and I want all the information in your brain. I want it faster.
Right, like right now.
Yeah, now. So this has been a challenge for me for sure. But every baby step is still a step forward. And just by you sharing this knowledge, and here's the thing, this was my why. This is my why. I didn't open the remedy room to be a hangover place. And it's all everybody wanted to talk about. And so it took me 7 years to say, okay, fine, I'll accept that. We do help people with a hangover. But that is not why I'm open. And that is not what my mission is. And that is certainly not what I want on my epitaph, you know? So vitamin C, nutrition, giving the cells what they need, getting to the root of the problem, changing the face of medicine, having a relationship with your doctor, making it so that it's two-way and that we have communication. And I'm going to meet you where you are, but I'm going to push you to and to try to get to where you're healthier. And what I tell my patients is, if I've done my job right, if my team has done my job right, or our job of educating you, which the word doctor means teacher, we're here to teach you. I have no greater skill other than I went to school to learn this information, to share it with you so that you can do what you need to do to stay well. And you're like, we do our job. You shouldn't need to come to us except for the emergencies, you know? So
absolutely
is rampant. And, you know, we can have that conversation another day of, okay, people are now starting to wake up to these numbers of like, wow, well, wait, there's not that many people who are sick or dying compared to heart disease, cancer, you know, diabetes, obesity. And the conversation, if we reacted this much to those chronic things, we would maybe be able to eradicate those and be in better health. So
absolutely. Yes. That you're really taking on the whole paradigm and system of medicine. I think even bringing it back to its roots where it started, I think originally with the doctor-patient relationship being collaborative and using more natural remedies like other cultures have done around the world before the introduction of these conglomerates and huge corporations. So I appreciate what you're doing. I've learned so much in just the last few days of researching, and I can't wait to see just how you continue to impact medicine.
Yeah, so the message is getting out there thanks to people like you, and there's other doctors who are saying the same things, and we're witnessing it and experiencing it. So that's the only thing that I would say to your listeners and your readers is that, you know, be wary of what you read. When you see a reporter just regurgitate the same information, be aware that there are those of us who are in the field who are doing the work and who are getting the results, and that, you know, to really look a little deeper and talk to the people who've experienced the results, right? So talk to the people who have gotten better from COVID, and I wish we could get it into the hospital. And if someone has ideas of how to break through that next ceiling or the next level, I'll take any help we can get.
And what's the best way for them to reach you? Should there be someone listening?
Yeah, they could email me at info@theremedyroom.com. If you have doctors who are listening who want help on how to supply their hospital or how to dose it, I mean, the range is wide. Any vitamin C, any oral and intravenous they could give, even if they started with 3,000 milligrams every 4 to 6 hours, just a continuous dose so that they could always have a little bit of a reduction in the inflammation so that the body could catch up and get a chance. Yeah.
Dr. Mary, thank you so much for being with us today.
I appreciate you so much, and I look forward to seeing you.
I appreciate you too. I look forward to seeing you back in New Orleans.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bye. That concludes my show today with Dr. Mignon Mary, owner and founder of The Remedy Room. And that website is theremedyroom.com. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to being with you next week. I send my love. I hope you are staying safe and well and connected at the same time. Social distancing doesn't have to mean isolation for you. So definitely reach out to loved ones, especially someone that might cross your mind that you have not thought of in a long time. Send that text, make the call. This is not a time to, I think, hold grudges or live out of the past. It's about moving forward in our consciousness and our thoughts and our behaviors. And I just leave you with that. Bye-bye.
listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.